This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue our study, which we began yesterday, of entering the church. You know, the church was planned in eternity by God. Even before He created the world, He planned the church. The prophets in the Old Testament spoke of it and its establishment in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. The Lord Jesus Christ died and shed His blood for it. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, we learned that as Paul spoke to the elders of the church at Ephesus. And we had been talking about the fact that men need to be saved because they're lost in sin. That no one can be saved by earning it. That if anyone is saved, he will be saved by the grace of God, and that means he's saved by the unmerited favor of God. There is none of us so good that he deserves to be saved. There is none of us so evil that he cannot be saved by the grace of God if he will but respond to God in love, belief, repentance, and obedience. The fact that we are saved by the grace of God and that God offers his grace to everybody does not mean that everybody will be saved. Sometimes I talk to people who say, well, Christ died for everybody. You know, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's a marvelously wonderful passage. How thankful all of us ought to be that it's in the Bible, that we have that message, that God loved every one of us, every person in the world, so much that he gave his Son. But notice this is conditional. It's conditional upon our response. The fact that Christ died for all does not mean that everybody's going to be saved. Jesus himself made that clear as recorded in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, when he said, enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Notice many will be lost and few will be saved. Why is that the case? Because God is not a loving, gracious, merciful God? Because God has not loved us so much that he gave the greatest gift of all? No, Paul made clear in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, that God did not spare to give us the greatest gift that could be given, the gift of his own Son. And yet, you see, salvation is not unconditional. The grace of God hath appeared bringing salvation to all men. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to be saved. It means everybody has it offered to him. If a man were to offer me a $1,000 bill and I would not reach out my hand to take it, I wouldn't have it. I would have to respond. God offers you salvation, but you must respond to him in faith. And that means that you must be willing to submit your heart and your life to the teaching of the Bible. I know there are many people, honest and sincere people, who mean to do well, who have interpreted these passages on the grace and love of God to mean that God is going to save everybody without regard to how that person responds to his will. But friends, you must believe in God, or you will be lost. You must believe in Christ, or you will be lost. Notice in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Notice that you cannot be saved without faith in God. There are many people in the world who do not believe in God. Therefore, in spite of the fact that the grace of God is offered to them, they will not be saved. Christ died for everyone. He offers his blood to everybody. And yet we find in John 8:24, Jesus himself saying, except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Further than that, there are other acts of obedience besides faith in Christ. But our time is gone today, and we'll not have time to discuss them. But I do hope that you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of what must be done to enter the church, the body of the saved. We're so glad you've been with us today. Please be with us again.